The Purpose of Grace, April 19. For each day's need, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. All blessings are bestowed upon those who have a vital connection with Jesus Christ. God calls them to himself, not simply to refresh us with his grace and presence for a few hours, and then to send us forth from his light to walk apart from him in sadness and gloom. No, no, he tells us that we must abide with him and he with us. Trust in him continually and doubt not his love. He knows all our weakness and that which we need. He will give us grace sufficient for our day. Those only who are constantly receiving fresh supplies of grace will have power proportionate to their daily need and their ability to use that power. Instead of looking forward to some future time when through a special endowment of spiritual power they will receive a miraculous fitting up for soul winning, they are yielding themselves daily to God that he may make them vessels meet for his use. Daily they are improving the opportunities for service that lie within their reach. Daily they are witnessing for the Master wherever they may be, whether in some humble sphere of labor in the home or in a public field of usefulness. To the consecrated worker there is a wonderful consolation in the knowledge that even Christ, during his life on earth, sought his Father daily for fresh supplies of needed grace, and from this communion with God he went forth to strengthen and bless others. Every worker who follows the example of Christ will be prepared to receive and use the power that God has promised to his church for the ripening of earth's harvest. Morning by morning, as the heralds of the gospel kneel before the Lord and renew their vows of consecration to him, he will grant them the presence of his Spirit with its reviving, sanctifying power. As they go forth to the day's duties, they have the assurance that the unseen agency of the Holy Spirit enables them to be laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians 3:9.